American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios on this powerful Car Arms Platinum microphone. All of it being presented to you today by X Insurance. I have some fun stuff about X. Let me give a big shout out to Barbara at X Insurance up in Chicago and everybody else around the country that's tuned in today on affiliate stations. If you're watching on the Facebook stream, we appreciate that much. Make sure to like and share the post. Barbara at X had a great conversation with her. Exciting stuff going on. I've been telling you about that. And I've got my policy now being worked on. It's a real insurance policy being worked on, customized, built for me and my needs with a real insurance premium from an AM best rated insurance company being X Insurance Prime. And it's all once I get everything together, I'm going to let you know what I'm doing for myself and how it's going to affect and impact my life. More about that later in the program. But thanks to everybody there for helping out, Barbara and everybody else. Appreciate that very much. You are inside the GunBroker.com studios with me on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Before I get really cracking today on some of the insurgency stuff going on across the country, there's our good friend Stephen Gutowski over at the Free Beacon has a piece up today that will not shock you, might surprise you, but won't shock you. There's a difference. You know what I mean? Because we're talking here about Every Town for Gun Safety. And nothing Every Town for Gun Safety does shocks me. Sometimes they surprise me. There's a difference. But gun control group dodges guns in swing state attack ads. Now, I don't know if you've seen any of this, but Every Town for Gun Safety, the action fund, is ignoring guns to press health care issues in swing states. We talked briefly about that with Mr. Gottlieb on Sunday, I believe it was. But they are, of course, the nation's largest gun control group funded by, of course, Mr. Michael Bloomberg, Mayor Bloomberg, multi-billionaire, who has pledged hundreds of millions of dollars to that organization. And what they're doing in swing states, why would it be swing states? Why don't they want to talk about guns in swing states? Because guns are not a real, it's not something they really want to talk about where the election might be swayed, hence the word swing, to Donald Trump. Let's not talk about gun control. What does that tell you about that organization's convictions? I'll tell you what it tells me. It tells me they suck. That's what it tells me. They know they suck. See, look, this is the stuff you can't let get by you. When you fight with your, where if you're living in one of those swing states, Wisconsin, I'm going to bet you, Michigan, I don't know that Michigan's going to swing anywhere. I think Half Whitmer's pretty much given that race to Trump by locking down her state. Maybe Pennsylvania, maybe North Carolina. Maybe they're looking at it in Florida. Maybe they're looking at it in Wisconsin and Minnesota. Swing states. Let's not talk about guns. Let's not talk about who we are and what we do. We don't want anybody to know. Let's use Bloomberg's money to get Democrats elected who are going to vote with us on guns, even if we don't mention it in the ad. This is the deviousness. This is the callous, bald-faced lies of these organizations. And they are, of course, the nation's largest. Documents obtained, I'm going to quote from Stephen now, obtained by the Washington Free Beacon, show Every Town for Gun Safety Action Fund, supported in large part by donations from billionaire Michael Bloomberg, is funding ads that assail Republicans on health care rather than gun control. That's the part. Shock you? No. Surprise you? Maybe. It's a little surprising to me that they would take that tack. Now, hindsight, and of course, in the rearview mirror is 20/20 high definition vision. So, no, I'm not really surprised by the fact that they're doing that. I'm shocked by it, surprised by it, however you want to look at it. Think about it. Does it shock you? And nothing this group does. It's incredible. Let's go after Republicans on health care rather than gun control. Every Town for Gun Safety now pushing healthcare. The ads are targeting state-level politicians in Pennsylvania, Iowa, North Carolina, Arizona, and Minnesota. What did we miss? I said maybe Michigan, Wisconsin I put in there. Pennsylvania, I did not mention Iowa. I did not mention Arizona. But clearly, Arizona now in play as a swing state this year with McSally locked in a battle with that lying gun grabber husband of Gifford, Mark Kelly, the phony astronaut who owns tons of guns and supports gun control, because it's okay for me, the astronaut, dude, but it's not okay for you. In an ad against State Representative Andrew Lewis, Republican, the group accused him of helping to, quote, take away health care from Pennsylvanians, but makes no mention of guns. You read that again, all right? The group accused him of helping to take health care away from Pennsylvanians, but makes no mentions of guns. Every town for gun safety. Every town for gun safety. So according to Stephen Gutowski, and we'll talk with him about it maybe some one day this week, maybe possibly Sunday on the MonsterCast, every town has largely avoided Second Amendment issues when trying to woo voters in swing states. The group minimized gun control and attack ads aimed at Republican senators running for re-election in Iowa and North Carolina earlier this month. The decision, according to Stephen, indicates that every town has determined issues like health care and energy production are more persuasive to swing state voters, many of whom may have recently become gun owners. Now, let's talk about guns in Arizona for just a moment. Arizona, very pro-gun, widely regarded as the most pro-gun, single most pro-gun state in the country. I could debate that. But nonetheless, where their laws are concerned relative to open carry, constitutional carry, concealed carry, come to Arizona, pack a gun, good to rock and roll, that's awesome. However, I walk through the restaurants on Fifth Avenue in Scottsdale and see more no guns allowed sign in a two-block radius than I've seen ever in my entire 15 years of living in the state of Georgia. Which one's more pro-gun? You can carry a gun, you can do it. You just can't carry it here. And I'm not knocking Arizona. I'm simply telling you that that could be debated. Maybe because I'm in Georgia and I can carry my gun everywhere. Guns everywhere, bill passed here. Remember that? We just don't have constitutional carry. So that's debatable. But Pennsylvania, very pro-gun. Iowa, very pro-gun. North Carolina, very pro-gun. Arizona, extremely pro-gun. Minnesota, extremely pro-gun. Every town for gun safety, dumping money on health care issues and not gun control in these areas. It makes perfect sense for them to do that. It looks like, according to Stephen, or according to Miles Coleman, associate editor of Sabato's Crystal Ball at the University of Virginia Center for Politics, it looks like they've made the calculation that emphasizing health care as opposed to gun control is a better way to get Democrats elected to those seats. Because who's the party of gun control? Socialist, Marxist, communists masquerading as Democrats. Socialist, communist, Marxist, put them in whatever order you want, masquerading as Democrats, the former Democrat Party. Every town, according to Stephen, did not respond to his multiple requests for comment on the ads, and nor will they. And if he tries to do anything via Twitter, they'll just block him, because that's what they do. If you haven't been blocked, by the way, yet by Shannon Watts or Everytown, you're not doing your job, okay? They don't know how I'm in there now. I keep going back in, but they keep blocking me. But I know there's ways. I can't give my secrets out on the air. All right, fun stuff. Everytown for gun safety, now concerned about health care in states they really have no business talking about anything other than gun control. But why talk about gun control if it isn't going to work in places that are really, really pro-gun? Let's just, this devious, underhanded stuff, man. We're going to see a lot of that tonight, by the way. I'll mention that before the end of the program is over. I'm referring to the debates. I want to get back to what we talked about yesterday. And Julio Sanchez, by the way, we've got questions. If you want to comment on the radio program today, it's easy. Jump on Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. You can do that while we're live on the air today between 4 and 5 Eastern, 1 and 2 Pacific. If you're catching us on a later delayed broadcast, I apologize. But if you want to catch the show earlier than maybe it airs in your market, jump on Facebook with us and you can ask questions. How's Florida on guns? Julio, Florida used to be more pro-gun than any state in the nation. They're now light years behind the state of Georgia and Arizona. They have a ways to go. And you can chalk that up to their former governor now in the U.S. Senate because of the pressure he felt from the media after Parkland. He caved. All right. So let's go back into some scary stuff today. This, I've been looking forward to talking with you about this all day long because this really truly is frightening. Let me take this opportunity before the break to set up where we're going to go. Insurrection and violence in America is on everybody's mind across this country. Now, if it's not, you need to wake up, maybe drink you some Defender coffee. OK, and yes, I realize this is a Starbucks mug, but it's the only thing I had available today. Everything else was in the sink over in the studio. Hold on. Defender Coffee. Use the promo code AAR. There's the selfless or shameless plug, right? When we come back from this break, I'm going to tell you about the situation. What situation are we actually in? Where is America today with this insurgency? What is actually happening? Guns now. Bunch of them being found in Portland, Oregon. This is getting serious. But you know what? What I'm talking with you about today actually goes into that and describes how and when lethal force may be used by the syndicate of insurgents and what it means for you as an American, what it means for law enforcement, what it means for our government and the future of this nation. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed. GunBroker.com has you covered. If you can't find it on your shelves, GunBroker's got it. Promise you, everything is on GunBroker.com. There's 1.5 million auctions going on over there. All you have to do to support Armed American Radio and GunBroker is simply go over there and sign up. Just give them, put your email address in, sign up, create an account. It is free, 100% free. You will never pay GunBroker anything. Now, you might buy something while you're there perusing the 1.5 million auctions that are available every single day, but that's entirely up to you. I spend time on GunBroker just because I like going over. I found a ton of stuff I want. I just got to be careful and buy just the certain things I need from time to time. But that'll be up to you, but it is 100% free. GunBroker.com. This is the GunBroker.com studios. This is the Car Arms Platinum microphone. All of this is being presented to you by X Insurance, and I'm really excited. I can't wait to start the process today. I'm working with Logan at X Insurance. We're going to build my insurance policy for me. It's not a membership benefit or some umbrella thing that's one size fit all cookie cutter. No, this is a insurance policy being built for me, and I'm really stoked about it. I can't wait to tell you about it. If you want to start the process yourself and hear what they have to say, it's real simple, xinsurance.com. But there's a whole bunch more coming out about that. I just got to get ahead of the curve with you so I can talk about it myself. And I'm really, really, really excited about this. Okay. Dangerous times in America. Let's go there. The situation. What situation are we in? If you're somewhere that you would like to follow along, you can do that. You can do that if you want to. It's real simple. You can go over to unconstrainedanalytics.org. And thanks to them for putting this report out. It is an eye popper and something that I believe we have to talk about. We have to. I'm going to start on chapter two and cover some of this because it talks about what we're witnessing in the country today, the chaos, the anarchy, the insurrection. Is it an insurgency? Yeah, you can consider it an insurgency. It's violence, and it's happening across the country. You'll hear mob, the mob. If you ever watch Tucker Carlson or any of the conservative channels, you're going to hear mob, mob, mob. If you watch CNN or MSDNC or ABC or NBC so that you can CBS, you'll hear protesters, and you'll hear sympathetic media. But on other channels, you'll hear the mob. And it is mob-induced violence, according to this report. Much of it, I'm quoting now, pre-planned insurrection, and it's taking many forms. Shootings, stabbings, beatings, improvised explosive devices, tasers, lasers shined in officers' faces, chemical devices, urine and paint bombs. We've seen this. Feces bombs being thrown at police officers. Portland, Oregon has seen it all. Stun guns, paint guns, projectiles, chains, pepper spray. And according to this report, all should be taken seriously. They can injure, maim, or cause death. My response to that is, no kidding. That's why they're doing it. These are like prison tactics, Armed American Radio fans. There's tons of activity that this talks about, but we start with violent activity. If you put violent activity in the middle, you're going to see four outgrowths of that. You're going to see pre-planned, which is, according to this report, direct action insurgent groups. You're going to see protectionist, which is self-appointed protection groups like militias. Okay, this is all part and parcel to the violent activity. You're going to see opportunistic violence. What is that? Criminals and vandals. Because criminals and vandals take advantage of anything they can get their hands on at any time just because they're criminals and vandals. Hey, look out in the streets. There's a riot. Let's go get in on it and steal some shoes. This is what we're seeing on television. So what you're seeing on television, the violence, this is all four parts of it. The other one is confrontational violence. That's counter-movement battles where groups face off with each other. Who's conducting this? Where is it coming from? Why is it happening? Is there a strategy? What tactics are being used? And what can you do? So the overview, and I'm going to quote because this is so powerful, this stuff, and it's so frightening. But according to unconstrainedanalytics.org, the United States of America is witnessing an unconventional attack by a syndicate of disparate revolutionary forces. But she does not recognize it. Like a lumbering Gulliver, The giant does not see the potential of the Lilliputians. The syndicate has engaged in unconventional warfare and sedition for decades. An unrecognized insurgency. It has been biding its time, waiting for a national crisis or a broad social justice movement to arrive on the scene. Enter COVID-19, right? Coronavirus, which is dominating the news. And Black Lives Matter, what they call M4BL, the Movement for Black Lives Matter. Of course, they refer to it, as I discussed yesterday, as the NAIS, the North American Insurgency Syndicate, which tells me that whoever's writing this has a pretty solid idea when you use the word syndicate, that this is tied together. This is not just some loose idiot with a, you know, we talked about yesterday, the U-Haul. It's not just some idiot with a U-Haul that's got a couple pallets of water bottles in there from Costco and some other stuff. But someone somewhere is funding all of this. That's where we get the term, the phrase syndicate. This is organized paramilitary operations. We look at what happened in Portland, Oregon yesterday. I'll talk about that in just a little bit. But the NAIS, it says, and I quote again, has coalesced various insurgent groups, extremists and terrorists, Antifa, anarchists, and jihadis among them. And yes, they are talking about Muslim jihadis, Islamic terror groups. And it says they've done this so that they can do it for this new offensive, quoting, of pre-planned chaos and targeted violence. They go on to tell us that the M4BL, the Movement for Black Lives, provides a, quote, cover for action for the insurgents. They have a plausible reason for gathering their forces. Why? For the planned Black Lives Matter, for example, march in one particular place or a protest. Have you noticed that the media always says, oh, the vast majority, they throw the disclaimer, oh, the vast majority of these protests are you know, peaceful. No, they're not. They're not. They devolve into chaos almost every single time. So I'm going to ask you a question as we think about this before we go to this break and come back to this just very frightening topic. If you're sitting at a dinner table with your wife or husband and your two or three kids, maybe one or two of their friends, celebrating, oh, I don't know, maybe a 14th birthday. I'll use myself as an example. My son will be 16 at midnight tonight when we're out to dinner tomorrow with my family. Would it be a peaceful protest when 50 to 100 people surround my table, blowing horns, banging drums, and one of these idiots gets up and walks over and grabs a chair and sits down at my table and drinks one of my beers? And the moment I make a move towards him, 5, 6, 7, 8 other of them come at me? Is that a peaceful protest? Let me tell you what's probably going to happen in that situation. There's going to be a muzzle flash. Because I'm in fear for my life, and I'm in a place I have a right to be. I live in a free state where I can stand my ground. I don't have to get up and flee from people who are frightening my family and putting me in fear for my lives, for my life and my family's lives. This is very dangerous stuff we're talking about, because what I'm describing here is happening in cities across the country now. The latest viral from St. Petersburg, Florida, back in my hometown in Tampa area. We come back, more about this. Don't go away. You don't want to miss this stuff, scary stuff.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You know, sitting here talking with Sean, sometimes the best radio is the radio you don't get to hear on the radio. If you're listening on one of our dozens of affiliate stations across the country, you may want to consider checking out the Facebook stream if you have time, if you can do it, between 4 and 5 Eastern, 3 and 4 Central, 1 to 2 Pacific, because you'll get the sausage making, you get the raw feed in between the breaks, and you get to hear us chat. And that doesn't make the airwaves. And sometimes those conversations are pretty darn compelling. Let me just mention a couple of my sponsors quickly. Ledslingerswhiskey.com. Booming. The company is booming. You hear their CEO, Brad Primo, on the broadcast every Sunday on the MonsterCast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Ledslingers Whiskey microphone. All of it, again, being sponsored and brought to you by X Insurance at xinsurance.com. But you hear Brad, and just fantastic commentary. Combat vet, American hero, and if you want to jump in and get really personal, you can talk with his mother while she's on the Facebook stream commenting with some of the other many people that are doing the same. Ledslingerswhiskey.com. Make sure to put your zip code in there and find out where all their products are, where the distribution is closest to you and your zip code. PulseTV.com/armed. Text armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 58445. And every couple days, you'll get a really cool text from them about some really cool product that they're putting out for you at Armed American Radio. And if you visit them, pulsetv.com/armed, you're also going to see the AAR page there with just thousands of very cool gadgets. I had three more deliveries today, plus three more Amazon deliveries. I'm telling you, it's like Christmas at my house every single day, and it's not costing me a fortune. And of course, mypillow.com,
please support Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell said a prayer in the Rose Garden at a press conference with Donald Trump, and the left tried to destroy him. This was just weeks ago. They tried to destroy him. The anti-gunners hate him because he's Christian. Well, is that going to sound familiar? It's going to sound familiar because of what's getting ready to happen to ACB, Amy Coney Barrett, over in the Senate. These despicable socialist Marxist communists masquerading as Democrats today. It's disgraceful what they're doing. They're going to do the same thing. Support MyPillow. It's simple. Use the promo code AAR. Buy a pillow or two. Spend $60, get a great product, and support the man who supports us. All right, let's go back to this North American insurgent syndicate, because this is frightening stuff. They are, we know now, they've been planning this type of behavior. This didn't just happen. It didn't just happen now. All you got to do is go back and look at Portland. This has been going on in America for decades. But right now, you have this convergence of this COVID-19. You have Black Lives Matter, and you have George Floyd, and then everything else that is just popped at the same time in 2020. You combine that with an election year in this nation and a mainstream media that hates America and hates your guts and hates Donald Trump. This is a recipe for disaster. It's a recipe for disaster. And that's exactly what we're in right now, is the blank show. I can't tell you, you can put whatever word you want in front of show, and that's what 2020 has been. But according to this report, all of this, in particular, the Black Lives Matter movement is a gateway to the population, hundreds of thousands of people. And it goes on to tell us, as we've talked about before, I've been a little bit more blatant about it. I've said, unfortunately, there are stupid people out there who fall for this stuff. They drink the Kool-Aid, man. That's it. They drink the Kool-Aid. You know what else we could add into this mix too? Trump derangement syndrome. You put TDS on top of this, and you've really got a recipe for disaster. People who can't see the forest for the trees. Listen, Donald Trump, you may not know this if you've been watching ABC, NBC so that you could CBS. You may not know this, but Donald Trump has been nominated by a Norwegian today for his third Nobel Peace Prize because of what he's doing in the Middle East. And the praise he's receiving, they're not even talking about it. Oh, and here's one other thing. It's easy to get off on a little tangent here, so we're going to do that. Do you know if Donald Trump serves 4 more years, he will have donated over $3.2 million back to the U.S. Treasury? Do you know why? Because he doesn't take a salary. He doesn't get paid. He doesn't want the money to do this. So when you hear the liberal wokes out there, the woke jokes talking about Trump's broke, he's doing this for zero. He ain't broke. Pay no attention to those little minds behind the curtain, please. But this goes on. I call them stupid. This calls them misinformed. Okay. But some of them, it says, have been radicalized and most sympathetic to the cause of the day. And you know people like that. Whatever the little liberal snowflake cause is, they're all over it. Those are the people who fall prey to this type of ideology. The communists have a phrase, I'm quoting now, for sympathizers and true believers. And you know what it is. The what? Useful innocents, right? No, useful idiots. That's what it is. Primary target, the NAIS, I'm quoting again, has been masterful in its exploitation of social media platforms, mainstream media outlets, and some in the what? It ain't Republican Party. It's the Democrat Party. Those are Biden-Harris constituents destroying American cities controlled by other Democrats. Think Chicago. Think Atlanta, right down the road from where this studio sits, Atlanta. And it's not going to stay contained to the cities. But it's the Democrat Party, and this organization has it figured out, that is pushing their narrative and censoring opposing viewpoints. Does that sound familiar to you? How about Jack at Twitter? How about it? How about Zuckerberg? You've locked me up. Zuckerbergs, I've been zucked. They've locked up my broadcast on the live show. I was talking to the Facebook whistleblower himself when everything went haywire. Do you think that's coincidence? Okay, if you think that's coincidence, you're also suffering from TDS and drinking the Kool-Aid. There's nothing coincidental about it. If the feed goes out right now, it ain't coincidence, because we are streaming live on their platform. You never know. You never know. One movement wants to influence the government. The other wants to destroy it. Now,
according to this report, they go on in detail about how the government has been heavily engaged in the COVID-19 response in 2020. There's no question about that, that the response and the execution of what they're doing has been kind of, I think they're trying to tell us, has taken their eye off the ball, which has allowed the resistance movement in this country to explode. And according to this, I don't disagree with that at all. But according to this, the resistance movement did not squander its opportunity because it was prepared, waiting, and ready to act. In the words of Joel Olson, 2007, a former cadre member of the group Bring the Ruckus. I'm going to give you some of these groups' names, by the way. Some you will recognize, some you will not. And an influential revolutionary writer, the role of a group like Ruckus in non-revolutionary times, which I believe we live in today, this was 2007, is to be a crouching tiger, lying in wait for a social crisis such as a depression or a new civil rights movement. In this case, think COVID, Black Lives, George Floyd, throw whatever else you want in the mix, right? To break out that challenges the legitimacy and stability of the state. If and when an event occurs, the cadre pounces, seeking to exploit this instability for revolutionary ends. That sound familiar to you today? You're damn right it does. Unless you're drinking the Kool-Aid, or unless you're just plain stupid, and many of us are, many of you out there, maybe even you listening, maybe you're driving down the road. I can hear you screaming at me now. You're yelling and screaming at me. I'm the gun nut crazy guy that's calling you out, pal, or palette, and you don't like it. Maybe that's you. Could it be? Oh, remember, Chinese mythology, it goes on to talk about the crouching tiger. Was there a movie out there or something, if I'm not mistaken? Something, something, crouching tiger. I never saw it because the name didn't intrigue me. But, you know, I've never seen Gone with the Wind, and I've never seen Casablanca. So I don't even, are we even allowed to watch either of those movies anymore? Can we even read Huck Finn anymore, the literary masterpiece that it is? Because too many stupid people cannot understand the literary genius behind the book and the author. You never know in today's cancel culture. Distracted by the national crisis, I'm quoting, this government failed to recognize the sudden pounce of the NAIS. Those that did recognize the insurgency's offensive largely missed its potential to destroy the republic. That's right. This movement has the potential to destroy the republic. We come back. I want to continue on this and see how easy this is. I haven't, can't even get through a page of this stuff. But we would talk about the outlook. What does it mean? Then I'm going to give you a list of some of the groups. Yesterday we talked about funding a little bit. It's who's funding? What groups are doing this? Back right after this. Don't go away.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Mine's gone. I'm out of Defender Coffee. I got embroiled in a conversation down with the network down in Dallas, and I didn't go get any more down the hallway. I should have. If you are watching me, you see Josie Wales over my one shoulder in the window behind me in the Armed American Radio Video Network studios on the other. You see a bunch of insurgent enemy combatants is what I'm calling these people. They are flat out enemy combatants. And you know, I should have done this during the break, but I did not. Let me pull up my Twitter feed. And I want to just read you. It was a Fox News piece, I believe, that I saw, and I tweeted it out because it angers me that we have not done more to put a stop to this. So let me tell you what I mean by that. The last tweet that I put out before was astonishing to me that this insurgency has not been crushed. And I mean crushed with the violence necessary to end it once and for all. Those people are at war with us, with U.S., I put, and must be treated as enemy combatants would. Destroy them. That's where we are in America today. You know why? Because it fits pretty well with what we're talking about here and what you're seeing over my shoulder in the studio with these black bloc. And we're going to talk about this because I'm going to cover this report throughout the week today. I may bring a guest in, may not, but this stuff is way, way, way too important, and there is way, way, way too much at stake as we go through this election. I mean, very, very dangerous, extremely dangerous. What is the outlook now, according to this report? The report is A Citizen's Guide, Insurrection and Violence, A Citizen's Guide. You can Google it. The NAIS, it says, quoting, will continue to attack government institutions, riot, use violent counter-protest tactics against adversarial groups, including law enforcement, and target political figures representing pro-government views. Now, according to this, they're expecting, and the NAIS, for those of you who might just be joining us, is the North American Insurgency Syndicate, an imposing name because it implies total organization. But according to this organization, they're expecting the NAIS, this loose cadre of anarchist groups, enemy combatants, terrorists, to, quote, violently engage counter-protest rallies and to paint them as vigilantes. A recent example occurred in where, of all places, Portland, Oregon, where a planned and coordinated operation caused the death of a President Trump supporter. So you see how recent this report is. because that just happened about 2.5 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago tops, when that President Trump supporter was murdered. Listen to this, quoting, "The resulting media narrative skewed strongly in favor of NAIS and portrayed the murdered man in a negative light. This type of action will likely be repeated and could initiate more bloodshed." What's happening in a situation like that is the mainstream press giving cover to anarchists, terrorists, and enemy combatant insurgents within our own country attempting to bring down this government. I've lost count of how many days Portland, Oregon has seen bloodshed. In fact, when I go to the Twitter piece that I put out, Portland unrest sends police sergeant to hospital, officers doused in chemicals. Let's go to this briefly. Portland unrest sends police sergeant to hospital, officers doused in chemicals, 24 arrested. You know what wouldn't bother me? If I saw 24 worse than arrested, use whatever you want. Wouldn't bother me in the least. These are enemy combatants. This has to be stopped. And as I've told you before, just like the Democrat Party, the Marxist Communist Socialists masquerading as former Democrats, this type of activity is not going to stop unless it is stopped. It's not going to stop on its own. That's what you need to know going forward. Currently, the NAIS, this is very frightening stuff. I'm going to quote again. Currently, the NAIS, the North American Insurgency Syndicate, will largely avoid lethal action as a primary tactic because of the likely public backlash. However, sporadic assassinations will be sanctioned. When employed, lethal operations will be restricted to police officers or counter-protesters, as these groups are viewed as legitimate targets. Viewed by who as legitimate targets, I ask you. I'm no longer quoting. Viewed by them? And could it be the mainstream media? And could it be the former Democrat Party, who is now attempting to blame law enforcement for all of its failures? Could that be? You're damn right it could be, because that's exactly what's happening. Somebody's got to call this out. Somebody's got to make this clear, because if you're watching ABC and NBC to CBS, you're not getting any of this. And sadly, most Americans get their news, and I put that in air quotes, from those three bogus networks, believe it or not. Fox News, preaching to the choir. MSDNC, preaching to the choir. ABC, NBC, so that you can CBS. The vast majority of Americans are getting their news between that hour every single evening. It's been like that for decades. Take a listen to this, quoting again. When employed, lethal operations will be restricted to police officers or counter-protesters, as these groups are viewed as legitimate targets. If the primary media messaging continues to describe the person or persons killed in neutral or negative narratives, i.e. the Trump supporter now, remember, go back to the Trump supporter we just talked about, the NAIS, the North American Insurgency Syndicate, will most likely employ intermittent lethal action. As the November elections approach, we anticipate widespread protests and insurgent-driven violence to appear at voting locations, post offices, campaign locations, and immigration offices. We also expect this violence to occur at new locations, places that have not yet been hit by protests or violence. It is likely that NAIS, the North American Insurgency Syndicate, will target suburban and rural areas. The cadre will choose sites that they assess as having a higher percentage of Republican voters and those that have a lower police presence. Is that your town? Because the vast majority of us do not live in New York City under de Blasio, do not live in Baltimore, do not live in Chicago, do not live in Los Angeles, do not live in Portland, do not live in Seattle, do not live in Atlanta. But we live where I just flew over a dozen times over the last 2 weeks, America. And the violence so far has largely been constrained to Democrat-run cities. But according to this, not for much longer, this is what you need to pay attention to. We expect this violence to occur at new locations, places that have not yet been hit by protests. It is likely the NAIS cadre will target suburban and rural areas. The cadre will choose sites they assess as having a higher percentage of Republican voters, as I just mentioned, and those that have a lower police presence. They are looking for numerous small and soft targets to hit. This may manifest as riots or personal harassment directed at individuals as election officials and post office mail carriers. Though the NAIS will need to expand significant resources to deploy large numbers of cadre in a broad decentralized campaign, there are indicators they have adequate resources and are preparing to do so now. I'm going to close the segment out today with this. I'm going to be covering this all week. This is critical stuff. I may replay some of this on a monster broadcast, maybe on one of the 3 hours as we get closer to the election, because we can't let this go. Americans need to be thinking about this. You need to be thinking about this. Throughout the week, I'm going to give you some hints. I'm going to tell you what I did. I mentioned today, some of my supplies came in today. I'll tell you what those are. I apologize. I mentioned I would get to them today, but we're just not making it fast enough, which is a good thing. It's a good thing because this is powerful stuff. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is going to continue on this topic for the remainder of the week. I think I'll forego the guests here and keep up this conversation. America needs to hear this. Until we meet on the radio tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would do it. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.